been working all day long.
This is Blues Before Sunrise. Each week, we examine the forgotten pages of blues heritage, dusting off records by obscure and unknown artists, as well as the immortal bluesmen. So we hope you'll take the time to listen along with us on Blues Before Sunrise.
Mean old Frisco and that low-down Santa Fe. Well, that mean old Frisco, low-down Santa Fe. Well, it stole my girl, took my baby away. I was listening for that southern whistle to blow. For that whistle to blow. Well, where took my baby? I swear I don't know. Well, I ain't got no. Well, I ain't got no rider here. Lord, I ain't got no rider, special rider.
I got some sleep. It sounds like this is going to be a frisky program. There's Jimmy Witherspoon, Kenny Burrell leading the way. Mean Old Frisco from May of 1963 gets us started on this week's edition of Blues Before Sunrise. It's the Blues Heritage Showcase, and I'm your host, Steve Cushing. We've got all sorts of great sounds to send in your direction for the next 5 hours. We're going to start our first set. This is Billy Eckstein. His big band broke up, but he gets accompanied this week by Count Basie and the band.
Little mama, tell me what is wrong. Little mama, what more do I have to do? You took my heart, you took my gold, and now you come here acting cold. Little mama, what else do you want?
Little mama, little mama, you think you're such a such a much. Little mama, little mama, you played me for the softest touch. You left me here without a dime. You got my life owed out on time. Little mama, what else do you want? When I think of the moments, the things that we planned, everything that you wished for became my command. Bought you a mansion, 12 10-acre plots, your own private ocean for your platinum yachts. Little mama, tell me what is wrong with you. You took my heart, you took my gold, and now you come here acting cold. Little mama, what else do you want? Your own crystal ballroom, 22 bands, so many diamonds, you ran out of hand. Gold-plated bathroom, towels made of fur, a dozen marked his and 10,000 marked hers. Little mama, tell me what is wrong with you. You took my heart, you took my gold, and now you come here acting cold. Little mama, what else do you want? A king-size bed, a color TV, your own private channel, showing nothing but me. A lavender caddy, long, sleek, and white, with a pastel Thunderbird that hung from the side. Then I woke one morning, feeling free as a breeze, just to find my little mama put me in the deep freeze. Little mama, tell me what is wrong with you. The day will come and you will see, I won't want you, but you want me. Little mama,
I'm drifting and drifting like a ship out on the sea. Well, I'm drifting and drifting like a ship out on the sea. Well, I ain't got nobody in this world to care for me. If my baby would only take me back again. If my baby would only take me back again. Well, you know I ain't no good, baby, and I haven't got a friend. give you all my money. Tell me, what more can I do? Give you all my money. Tell me, what more can I do? You're just a good little girl, but you just won't be true. Bye bye, baby. Baby, bye bye, bye bye. Bye bye, baby. Baby, bye bye, bye bye. It's gonna be too late, baby. I'll be so far away.
You're the mother of sin.
blues. You're the mother of sin. It's gone and started raining. I'm lonesome as a man can be. It's gone and started raining. I'm lonesome as a man can be. 'Cause every time it rains, I realize what you mean to me. If you read my letters, baby, you sure must have read my mind. If you read my letters, baby, you sure must have read my mind. Then you wouldn't have left me to sit alone and
Billy Eckstine, along with Count Basie and the band, on the Roulette label. It was called Basie Eckstine Incorporated. Did I say May 1959? Yeah, Little Mama. Then we had Drifting. We had Blues, The Mother of Sin. And they redid one that he originally did with Earl Hines and the orchestra, Stormy Monday Blues. Billy Eckstine and the Basie Band accompanying. You're still tuned to Blues Before Sunrise, and up next, we've got Lurleen Hunter.
Alone together, beyond the crowd, above the world, we're not too proud to claim we're strong as long as we're together. Alone together, the blinding rain starless night were not in vain, for we're together and what is there to fear together. Our love is as deep as the sea. Our love is as great as a love can be, and we can weather the great unknown if we're alone.
The setting for nights
beyond forgetting, and through these moments apart, memories live in my heart. When I recall the love I found on, I could kiss the ground on green dolphin street. It's you or no one for me. I'm sure of this. Each time we kiss, now and when forever's done, you find that you are still the one. Please don't say no to my plea, 'cause if you do, then I'm all through. There's this about you, my world's an empty world without you. It's you or no one for me. Be so nice by the fire, while the breeze on high sang a lullaby. You'd be all that I could desire, under stars chilled by the winter, under the August moon burning above. You'd be so nice, you'd be paradise to come home to and love. Under the August moon burning above, you'd be so nice, you'd be paradise to come home to and love.
Yeah, one of my favorite vocalists, and you don't get to hear her very much, Lurleen Hunter. She was popular back in the 1950s. There were three LPs on the RCA Victor label, and then a fourth one that was on Atlantic. We listened to sides on Victor. Let's see, the first record was called Lonesome Gal, and we listened to four sides from it. October 1955, Al Nevin and the orchestra heard Alone Together, On Green Dolphin Street, It's You or No One, and You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To. Lurleen Hunter. It all happens here on Blues Before Sunrise. First hour of our show each week is devoted to the sounds of Bronzeville, and that means the jazz-oriented side of the blues. Here's a guy that was popular around Chicago and in Gary, Indiana. In fact, he was based in Gary. It's tenor man Morris Lane. Thank you.
Thank you.
There's tenor man Morris Lane with a set of sides there. We started out with the up-tempo thing called Turntable from the year 1947 on the Lennox label. From February 1952, Moonray. We listened to his rendition of Poinciana on the Scooter label, December 1952, and wrapped it up with the favorite of the 1940s, Midnight Sun, from February 1952, Morris Lane on the tenor sax. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. I'm Steve Cushing. How about some Hep Harmony from the Four Vagabonds?
Oh, baby, something's on my mind. A heart that's true. There are such things, a dream for two. There are such things, someone to whisper, darling, you're my guiding star. Not caring what you own, but just what you are, a peaceful sky. There are such things, a rainbow high, where trust in what tomorrow brings. You'll reach a star, because there are such things. Trust in what tomorrow brings. You'll reach a star, because there are such things. Thank you.
Hello there, Stevie. Just the man I want to see. Lend me a quarter.
I loaned you a quarter on one rendition.
What is that?
That you bring me that stone.
Bring you what stone?
The stone that David killed Goliath with.
Oh, I ain't no kidding. Come on, lend me a quarter.
I ain't gonna loan you nothing. You got money. You had money.
Yeah, I put it in the bank.
Put it in the bank? Well, what happened to it?
The interest heated up.
Interest heated up? Well, I can't help that. I ain't gonna loan you nothing.
Oh, man, don't be so hard-hearted.
I ain't hard-hearted. I'm just your friend.
How you gonna be my friend and see me broke like this? Man, I'm just naturally broke. That's natural.
And I'm gonna see that you stay natural.
Oh, Steve, let me quote. I ain't had no breakfast this morning.
You ain't had no breakfast? Didn't I see you in the restaurant eating at 6 o'clock this morning?
Yeah.
I see you in the restaurant eating at 6 o'clock this morning. Still, you tell me you ain't had no breakfast.
Well, I'm trying to catch up some of them meals I postponed. That was my supper.
Well, I can't help that. I ain't got loans or nothing. Say, wait a minute. Didn't I promise you $5 last week?
Yeah.
Well, what did you do with it?
The man come and got it.
What man?
The man you was going to borrow it from.
Well, how much do you want?
That's as much as you can promise.
Well, if I loaned you $10 week after next, will you pay me back next week?
How you know you're going to have $10 week after next?
You want to pay me back next week, ain't you?
Yeah.
Well, I'm depending on that.
Then if I pay you back week after next, I won't owe you nothing when I borrow it, will I?
Oh, yes, you will, too.
How you figure that out?
You'll owe me 10% on the 10.
What is 10% on the 10?
Oh, about $1.75. Say, look here. You've been working. You ought to have money. What was your compensation?
My what?
Your salary. What did you get for working?
Oh, I got tired.
Oh, I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about money. Didn't you have a payday?
No, I didn't have no payday.
Oh, don't try to tell me that. Everybody what works has a payday.
But mine was a night job.
Well, I can't help that. I ain't got nothing. I ain't got loans or nothing either.
You ought to have some. You've been working in that dynamite factory.
But that don't make no difference as I hear.
And I hear the other day you got a raise.
I did get a raise.
A raise is always good.
But in my case, it was bad. The raise was good, but man, when I come down, it like to kill me.
Then you ought to collect some money for damages.
No, sir, the man was so cheap he took out for the time I was in the air and wasn't working.
Well, then what about that bridge you're going to build?
Well, we ain't going to build no bridge now.
No?
No.
What's the matter? Can't you get old no steel?
We got steel stacked up there a mile high.
Concrete?
All the concrete we need.
Labor?
Got labor from everywhere.
Money?
Got more money than we need.
And ain't going to build a bridge?
Not yet.
What's the matter?
Well, we can't find the river.
There's Miller and Lyle. Sam and Steve are back again on the OK label. From April 1925, it's called The Three Halves, and that's about how they did the math. We started with The Four Vagabonds as a radio transcription, and There Are Such Things from 1942, and you notice they didn't really have what they had for accompaniment was a ukulele, and that's because there was a recording ban. You couldn't make records, and that meant that the musicians that were in the union couldn't be on non-union recordings. So the only thing that wasn't under restriction at that point, at least one of the few things, was a ukulele. So they scraped up a ukulele player. After The Four Vagabonds, we listened to Albert Ammons on the Blue Note label, an untitled Ammons original, they call it, from January 1939, and it was one of those four-minute 78s. It was 12 inches in diameter, and that led us around to Miller and Lyle. This is Blues Before Sunrise. I'm Steve Cushing. We're going to pause and identify the station. We'll be back with hour number two. You hang around to take us up to station ID. Let's call on Buddy Cole, who was a popular organist in the late 40s, the early 50s. This is his rendition of The Sky. No, it was not The Sky. It was The Moon that was yellow.